Everybody's complaining that their dollar doesn't go as far as it used to, which is kind of a metaphor. But if you're building road, it really doesn't take you as far as it used to. You can't build as many road miles with X amount of dollars as you used to be able to. A recent study by the Citizens Research Council of Michigan shows that our road spending and programs have doubled since 2015. But our actual purchasing power has only increased by 50% because of construction cost inflation. The man dealing with this and trying to squeeze as much pavement as he can out of a dollar is Brad Weifrich. He is the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation, joining us live this morning. Brad, hello.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Good. So what is the equation that you look at as a professional? I mean, so we've got the Citizens Research Council of Michigan study. That tells us about our purchasing power. How would you equate it? How many miles of road can you build, or how many fewer feet of road can you build because of escalating construction costs?
Sure. Yeah. You know, through the pandemic and other things that have happened over the last few years, we have seen increased costs in construction. But I do want to preface it by saying this isn't just an issue that the issue of transportation funding isn't one that just kind of popped up here in the last few years. This has really been decades in the making.
And it's not Michigan exclusive. I mean, this is happening everywhere.
You bet. This is absolutely. So for many years, there's been this National Highway Construction Cost Index. Michigan, we did our own. We started our own probably 10 years ago. And they have all shown, whether it's national, Michigan, or our peer states, about 4% per year was kind of this average construction cost index that we saw. Well, then we hit the pandemic and many other things happened. It was kind of a perfect storm of stuff. What we saw over about a three-year period was on almost 33% increase in cost, in construction cost. So what I told folks is 2019, for the dollar amount that it took me to pave a mile, today I can only pave about two-thirds of a mile. So that's significant just because of the amount of the system that we're able to touch each year is really hampered by that issue.
Brad, the shortage of skilled labor is another challenge. I know that's impacting construction costs for roads. How are you guys dealing with that?
It is, but I will give credit to our contractors. You know, as additional funding became available for transportation, and again, it's largely, President Biden and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, plus the Governor Whitmer's Rebuilding Michigan Bond Program, we have put out much larger programs in the last few years. The contractors have stepped up. I think there have been some instances where there's been some labor shortages, but for the most part, they've been able to keep up, and they've really been delivering, especially on the Rebuilding Michigan program.
Brad, what about this issue that you can't fix the crumbling roads and bridges fast enough? Like, the projects take a long time. They cost what they cost, plus the skilled labor. But we have so many issues.
Yeah, that's just it right now. And that goes back to my original statement that this isn't a new issue. This is decades long in the making. We've had injections into transportation funding over, the last 15, 20 years, but a lot of them have been one-time injections. You remember the American Recovery Act back in the Obama days. We've had other programs that kind of popped up and provided funding to do work, but we haven't had the long-term, sustainable a forecast for us to really be able to plan and get those delivered in a more effective and efficient manner. We're doing our best right now, especially with all the work with the IIJA and the Rebuilding Michigan program, but folks are seeing it out on the roads. I've had a lot of discussion with folks lately about, we wanted you to fix the damn roads, but now you're fixing every one of them at the same time. We're doing that because we need to capitalize on the available funding that there is right now. And I think that one of the reasons that it's so visible is that these are big jobs. The focus of the governor's Rebuilding Michigan program was to look at these high volume, really economically vital corridors that we know we needed to fix, and we just never had the funding to do it. So this funding is really allowing us to do full reconstructs. You know, these are very costly, large projects, but they are going to be the ones that provide safety and operational benefits for many years to come on these high volume corridors.
How much of this cost escalation, Brad, is because we did have this huge influx of infrastructure spending from the Biden administration? So everybody is trying to build out at once. They're all going after the same laborers. They're all going after the same materials. Is that what, are they kind of exacerbating our issue by bidding up the price for these things because of the timing?
You know, I've heard that, but I also, you know, I mentioned earlier, it's kind of the perfect storm. I don't think it was any one thing. I think it was a lot of things that came together. You know, the available funding went up. So obviously we need the people and the contractors to be here to be able to bid and build those roads. But you had all of the other pandemic-related things. I remember when the war in Ukraine broke out and gas prices spiked, you know, that has a huge effect on a contractor's availability to deliver. So it was kind of a perfect storm of all kinds of things that kind of got us to where we are.
Are there some specific regions or types of infrastructure in Michigan that are, like, particularly underfunded that really need some urgent attention right now?
You know, it's really all of infrastructure. For many years, you know, there's been different studies done. There was a Transportation Funding Task Force in 2008, the 21st Century Commission, the 21st Century Commission in 2016 that looked more holistically at infrastructure. But it's really kind of all of these things, whether it's, you know, the power grid, whether it's water distribution, whether it's stormwater and sanitary sewers, and obviously roads and bridges, as well as transit and public transit. These are just all of these things. I tell people, I feel like we kind of take things for granted. You know, when you get up in the morning, you flip the light switch, light comes on. When you turn your faucet on, the water comes out. When you get on the roads, you expect to be able to go where you're going to need to go. Well, those things were all built over time at great cost to, you know, the people that came before us. And now it's going to be up to us to make sure that we're putting the investment into them so that we can continue to get the services that we've always had and we know we wanted.
Just briefly, less than a minute left. Where is the industry in finding better ways to build roads that could last longer?
That is a great question. We work very closely with our neighboring states. We work closely with our universities and academia and research institutes. We're always trying to look for how can we be more efficient with our delivery? How can the materials be stronger and more resilient? How can our methods that we use to construct them result in longer lasting roads? I don't think anybody's really cracked the code on that. If they had, we would know about it. Because like I said, we work closely with our nationally and with our neighboring states. But it is something that we continually look for. How can we, you know, build a better mousetrap?
All right. Well, we for those of us that are in that mousetrap, we appreciate that, Brad.
Thanks for the barrels.
Thanks so much, as all of us continue to struggle with the ravages of inflation. Thanks, Brad.